This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good. Feeling better every day, so just heading in the right direction. Feeling like I'm close to getting back out there.
Is it something that had been nagging you, or is it something that happened in the game?
No, it was just something in that Montreal game. About halfway through the first period, and figured it was probably a smarter decision to pull myself out and instead of try to push through and make it worse. I've dealt with injuries in previous seasons that are lingering, nagging injuries, and I don't want to have this be the same thing. So better to take care of it the right way now, miss a couple games, and be 100% healthy for the remainder of the season.
Took that one shift in the second period, you just decided it was no point to push it. You could tell right away it wasn't going to go.
Yeah, I felt it, halfway through the first, finished the first, got some treatment in the in-between periods, trying to see if it would go away, and first shift in the second didn't get any better. So, it's always a tough call pulling yourself out of a game. You never want to do that, but at the same time, I'm not doing any service to my teammates if I'm not out there 100%. I think that's kind of the approach we had to take with it.
You feel like you're kind of catching a break here, too, if the next game isn't until Wednesday? Because Lindy had said he's pretty confident that if you don't get a setback, you're going to be okay for that game.
Yeah, I felt great out there today. Just a morning skate. Felt good the other day. I feel comfortable. So I would imagine that I'll be back for L.A., if things progress the same way. I think the schedule kind of helps me in that way too. We got a few days after this game, so I think that's kind of the thought process. I could probably play in tonight's game, but you have a setback, then you're just pushing the timeline further back. So better to take this day and then give yourself an even bigger cushion going into the next game. So feeling good right now. All things considered, just itching to get back out there.
You're not going to ever like watching a game, but what was it like watching that St. Louis game with all the ups and downs and weird things that were going on in that game, to see the guys battle through that one?
Yeah, I thought we played hard. Faced adversity in that game too. Obviously a tough no goal call there, and thought Bennington made some huge saves early for them. But I liked the game. I thought it's one of those games where there was momentum swings both ways, and I think watching from up top, we did a good job of responding when they had a push, and I like the battle back to climb our way back into the game, get a point, and then get the extra one there in overtime.
Do you think that game also maybe shows the progress you guys are making? Because you're starting to run into some injuries. It wasn't just you. Hugo wasn't there. Jordan Greenway's been fighting through some things, but they still found a way to win. Do you think that's showing the progress this team is making?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just shows that if you commit to the game plan, that if you're committed to playing the right way and committed to playing what the coach has laid out in front of you, usually you're going to be successful regardless of who's in the lineup. Hockey's a team sport, and I think you need all five guys on the ice pulling in the same direction, on the same page. I think that's when you see know, teams that look talented on paper that lose sometimes is because you're off plan. And I think last night was a good example of everyone buying into to playing the right way.
Even McLeod, he never played with Tuck, really, but he makes that play as he's going around, and everybody's thinking, oh, he's going to go out the other side. Except Alex. Alex backs off and gives him a lane, and they score a goal out of it. But they hadn't really played together all that much.
No, I mean, McLeod's an unbelievable player. I think not a lot of people have gotten to see the skill that he has as much as we do in practice. You know, maybe where he's at previously as his role, maybe a little further down the lineup, but he's got a ton of skill, a ton of speed, thinks the game extremely well, and I think he's one of those guys that's so dynamic with his speed that it opens up ice for guys. I think you see that play there. You know, he weaves his way through the whole neutral zone, finds Bo for a kick out, gets it back and makes an unreal pass to Tucky, who's driving the net. And I think those are the kind of little things that go unlooked as Tucky does a good job getting himself into a spot there, going right to the net. Getting guys to collapse on him that he's smart enough to pop off, and Clutter makes a really good play there. I thought he played unreal. I thought a lot of guys, you look up and down the lineup, played really great. Now tonight's another big challenge, and it's something that we've been faced with where we have a good game and we kind of let our foot off the gas. So tonight's a big one to respond in the same way and get another 2 points.
So you had to pull yourself out of the lineup, and then you're working your way back. Was there emotion shooting, skating, handing the puck that sort of aggravated whatever the issue was more so than anything else?
Yeah, it was kind of off a face-off. Took the draw and then went to take a couple strides to join the rush. And just felt something and kind of thought it would go away and kind of lingered the rest of the first period. Like I said, thought it would go away after that. Got some treatment, came back out, and it was still there, a little bit worse too. So figured it was one of those things where if I pushed through it, it would just get worse and prolong the timeline. So those are always tough calls. Like I said, you never want to be out of the game, and you always want to grind through it. But sometimes it's smarter to pull yourself out. That was one of those cases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.